Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fairfield County Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. Well, we are being made possible today by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Tough Lawn Care, and Dagny's Real Estate. And we're grateful to be a part of community stories and people bringing people to the forefront who have done just so much and often don't toot their own horn. So we like to do it for them. But we're super grateful to have with Fairfield County Talk Radio today somebody who has been a staple of our community for a very long time, Andrew Mitchell Namdar, if I'm saying that correctly.
That is correct.
And I know that you're the CMO of Mitchell Stores Incorporated, and we all know you as Mitchell's here in Westport and Greenwich and so forth, one of my favorite stores of all time. I think my entire family in the 90s, while my parents were living in Connecticut, in Westport, actually, I think all of us were dressed by, I'm imagining it's the original founders of Mitchell's. It was such an incredible experience. And I was packing the other day because I was moving for the first time in like 30 years. And I found my favorite jacket that I got wow. at Mitchell's in 1992. And I still wear it. That's how beautiful Great. The clothing is there.
Good.
Well, thank you so much.
That. I mean, We are in a third generation, yes. So we're excited to be continuing and that people still are finding great stories from past experiences there.
Well, family-owned business in this day and age for 60 years, it truly is an incredible accomplishment. But I know we're here today to actually talk about something that is near and dear to your heart. It's sure. First of all, it's October, which we all know that it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And you have started a foundation, which is now, congratulations, in its 10-year Pink Aid, which is I've been reading about it all day, and I'm so amazed by what you have done over these past 10 years in helping women and how it's done differently than so many other organizations that are really raising awareness and money and funds. Tell us about Pink Aid and how it's different. You founded it. What was the sort of the motivation behind all of it, Andrew?
Sure. So the organization is Pink Aid. It was founded 10 years ago. About a year prior, I ran into a woman who was going through breast cancer treatment, and she told me about receiving a $45 wig and how that really changed the dynamics at home. And while I understood on a certain level, she looked at me and she's like, "You're not really getting this." So I was like, "No, explain a little bit more." And she explained that as a single mother who lost her job going through treatment, she was struggling to keep food on the table. And her five-year-old daughter, when she lost her hair, thought mommy was an alien. She was terrified of her mother, refused to hug her. The mother's going through treatment and was really struggling to keep food on the table. And the cost of a wig was something she really couldn't afford, a choice of food on the table for my daughter or a wig for me. But suddenly, through this one charity, they were able to get her a $45 wig. And the dynamic instantly changed at home. Her daughter saw her mother again. Mm. The mother was getting the hugs and kisses she needed to give her support during treatment. And it planted a seed. And I said, you know, how much really is this going on right in our own backyard here in Connecticut? Mm. So I found a little bit more that it actually was happening way too much in one of the wealthiest areas in the country,
right.
Way too much in the state of Connecticut and surrounding areas. So I got a group of friends together and I said, let's have lunch and let's talk about what we can do to solve this. There are a tremendous amount of wonderful organizations that are doing research. Full stop, we need the research. Our family has been touched like many people in terms of the disease. Mm-hmm. But what we need to also do is realize that there's a human side and a compassionate side to this disease for people who are going through treatment. Breast cancer is an overwhelming diagnosis for anyone. If you're trying to keep the lights on and food on your table, it's even harder. So we decided to found an organization. I founded it with three other women, Amy Gross, Amy Katz, and Renee Mandis. We had our inaugural event 10 years ago. Our hope was to raise $30,000 to be able to bring some wigs and different things. And we raised $300,000 the first year.
Oh my goodness.
So we started locally just here in Connecticut doing grants to kind of wonderful large scale and grassroots organization. 3 years later, we started a Long Island chapter. There's very high incidences of breast cancer out on Long Island. And the situation, quite frankly, is exactly the same in Long Island, like many different organizations. So they're 7 years old in Long Island. And we fund, our tagline is compassion until there's a cure, right? So we fund grant organizations, small and large, both in Connecticut and on Long Island, whether it's in Long Island at the Dolan Family Center, many of the different breast cancer coalitions that we operate out there. And we specifically fund free mammogram access for women, wigs, transportation to treatment, babysitters, food, all of the kind of non-medical side and non-research, which many people overlook in such a privileged way, but there are people who are really struggling. They lose their jobs. They can't lift their arms while they're through treatment. And this goes to give them hope and compassion while they're going through treatment until they can get to the other side.
Yes, I know that you have an initiative within Pink Aid called Pink Purse. And is that the money basically that goes towards these sort of practical living types of things? I know that you even do so much as paying some people's rents and keeping their lights on. This is so unique to me that that's the approach you've taken. But how incredible for the people who are in need at that point and are able to access these funds. That is an incredible thing. So that's the Pink Purse. Is it the donation arm of Pink Aid?
So we have the two. We have the grants that I just talked about to kind of large and small organizations who were delivering compassionate services and free mammogram. We then decided that we needed to create our own program, internalized instead of outsourcing it. And we called it the Pink Purse, where we are providing individual assistance for common household expenses. So women apply. They're verified, and within 48 hours, we are often able to cut a check for their electric bill, for their car payments, for Uber transportation certificates to get them back and forth to treatment, because they're too sick to take the bus at that point, mm-hmm. For babysitters, for wigs, lymphedema sleeves, basic necessities that women are doing, plus, in many cases, food, you know, a life essential for everyone. So we're really there keeping the lights on, paying rent. I mean, can you imagine going through breast cancer and worried about your lights getting turned off?
Oh, my goodness.
As one of our recipients said, you know, I'm mentally in the dark. I can't physically be in the dark with the lights turned off. So we step in and we directly pay the bills up to $1,000, both in Connecticut and in Long Island. I will say the program has been so successful, and it's kind of really our main staple of our programs now. So all, you know, a lot of the money that comes in is directly going right to individuals. We're basically an all volunteer organization with one coordinator who helps out in some of the bookkeeping, but all the funds go directly. And even in today's age, I'm very proud that during COVID, where the need is even greater as so many people are out of work, cancer does not stop during COVID.
That's right.
That the Pink Purse has stayed open. We are still reviewing applications every day. Mm-hmm. And within 48 hours, we are making sure that compassion, love is coming through loud and clear to these women as they're going through treatment in just a world upside down. So the compassion and assistance that we can bring to people based on the support we get from our community is really astounding.
I think it's so interesting that it is such a personal approach towards your whole organization, because so often when people donate and we all do to causes. And like you said, it's going to research and stuff. It's hard to actually see. But when we know that the money's going literally directly to someone's daily life, like you said, keeping the lights on or something, it really brings a whole different kind of energy and view into it. So I think that it's just so incredible that you do that. I know it's over $6.5 million you've given to people that have applied and have needed it. And that's an incredible amount of money. And I know it's exponential. It keeps going. You just had your Pink Aid virtual this year, correct? The virtual fundraiser. But it looked incredible. You had all these, you had Billy Joel, you had so many incredible stars, people who've gone through breast cancer and others who are just there to support. What an amazing event. How was it this year?
The event, while virtual, we were still able to bring what we call the Pink Aid magic. And I will be say I was so pleased that a lot of the celebrities who have supported us in the past, been our guest speakers at our live events, whether it was, you know, Hoda Kotb, Deborah Roberts, who was our first speaker, Melissa Etheridge stepped up. They all participated in many different ways for our events. Juliana Rancic also participated. So these are people who are giving their time. They have seen firsthand the work that Pink Aid is doing.
Yes.
They wanted to celebrate with us for our tenure, even if it was virtual. They believe in our organization. They believe in the work that we're doing. And for our 10-year anniversary, we were excited to say that we are branching out beyond just Connecticut and Long Island and are able to open up our pink purse on a national level. So
I was just going to ask you that. Yes, I was literally just going to say, I somehow feel that this is going to grow beyond Connecticut and New York, and indeed it is. Do you have a timeline of when it will be able to roll out, essentially?
So we are open now, accepting donations from across the country. Mm-hmm. We have started with some strategic partnerships as we're kind of branching out. The first one is with the Dubin Center, right in New York City, which has been kind of very hard hit by COVID. And then we're going to continue to reach out as we grow, as we find more donors across the country. You know, the only way we can, you know, continue to grow is with incredible support from individuals or from corporations, and whether it's $50 or $50,000, it all goes into that pink purse to roll out to women across the country. We do have an established base here. We have a process that works really well. So as the support grows, we will continue to roll the program out to as many women across the country as we possibly can. We're not going to ignore all the women in Connecticut and Long Island that we have
absolutely.
A benchmark of supporting. But we had such great traction here in Connecticut and Long Island. We said, let's not keep this a secret any longer. And our big celebrity endorsers were like, Hoda's like, bring this national. You all have to. Juliana Rancic's like, I will help you. So we said, this for our 10-year anniversary, we're going to start the ball rolling across the country.
That is so incredible. And I know that you have an initiative also that is helping to start this, which is the lipstick challenge,
correct,
the pink lipstick challenge. And I was looking at that, and it's for everybody to participate in on social media. And tell us a little bit about that. It's really great. I was seeing some of the pictures of it.
We started it back in the early summer, and we're continuing to get traction as we move forward. We really view this as a year-round commitment that people can use the Pink Lipstick Challenge. Yes, I did actually don pink lipstick, similar to kind of the Ice Bucket Challenge, where people can kind of put on some pink lipstick, blow a big kiss to either friends or loved ones who've gone through the disease, are going through the disease, and tag 10 friends and say, it's our 10-year anniversary. If everyone can just give $10, or multiples of $10, how we'll be able to exponentially bring the Pink Aid magic and compassion to women across the country. So whether it's on Instagram or on Facebook, we encourage everyone who can to support, make this go viral, because with every, you know, people you touch and every person you tag, we're able to then keep the lights on for someone else who's going to sit in the dark.
And you're hoping that people can reach out with a $10 donation with the lipstick challenge, correct? So you blow a kiss, but you donate then $10, and then you get 10 friends to do the same thing.
Correct. And it kind of hopefully is that viral moment where everyone will learn about Pink Aid and the incredible work that we've done. But it starts with just a simple $10. And in today's day and age, that's a couple cups of coffee or an appetizer at a restaurant. Think of how that $10 can become exponentially rolling across the country to help women in need.
Absolutely. To get more, now I have two questions for anybody who may be going through breast cancer treatment right now. where do they go and find out how to apply for the wonderful help that you, and support that you give at PinkAid?
So there's two areas that we can help. One, PinkAid.com or PinkAid.org. They go to the same place. Mm-hmm. One, there's an incredible resource button, which lists a lot of local resources for women who are going through treatment, who maybe need emotional and or a variety of different programs that are available. There also is the ability to apply right online. It's not cumbersome. It's very easy. I mean, and as I said, once the application comes in, it's quickly verified that someone is actually in treatment and what the needs are for the bill. And within 48 hours, we're often cutting a check directly to that provider to make sure that the lights or the rent or the car payment is continuing. So we've made it super streamlined and super easy. We want to take the stress out of that for you. Mm-hmm. We have a team of volunteers who review every single application as it comes in. So PinkAid.com is the magical place for both resources, whether you need emotional support or you want to apply directly to the Pink Purse for financial support.
Andrew Mitchell Namdar, you have really inspired me today. I'm hoping that, like you said, that this is going to go way beyond just Connecticut and New York. But for now, we are so grateful for what you have done for so many women. I think it's 20,000 recipients, correct? So far, correct. In 10 years, 20,000 women and men have benefited from PinkAid and all of its services and offerings. It's just an incredible thing. We thank you so much. Your stores have the same kind of love, Mitchell Stores, here in Greenwich and also in Westport, that the same kind of love behind them that I'm feeling that you have with your compassionate response with PinkAid. It sort of all comes from the same type of spirit and energy that your stores have as well. So truly, for all the work that you do in the world, we thank you, we thank Mitchell's, and we thank PinkAid. Congratulations on taking it national, and we'll be sure and tell people, go to PinkAid.com and also get involved in the Pink Lipstick Challenge on social media and tag 10 friends. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you so much, and keep spreading the word, because the more we raise, the more women we can help. So right on the donate button or whatever you can do, big or small, all the money raised goes directly to those in need. So thank you for your time, and we greatly appreciate it.
Oh, we greatly appreciate it also here at Fairfield County Talk Radio. We're also being brought to you by Earthscapes Landscaping Design, Apollo X Pest Control, Good Morning Wilton, and the Wilton Chamber of Commerce. We thank you so much once again, Andrew Mitchell Namdar. Thank you, and PinkAid, for all that you do.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.